Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Friday the 13th, but it's a lucky day for you if you've got tickets. Joining us on the phone line is a local recording artist, Callie McCullough, and Callie has got not one but two shows happening tonight, all that and more. Callie, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How's it going?
Doing great. It's been a while since we've chatted last. How have you been?
You know what? I think it might almost be 2 years. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it hasn't been 2 years. Oh, my gosh. If it has. It's so good to have you back on. So good to have you performing back in Stratford and area tonight. You've got a very special show happening at a very, shall we say, unique concert venue. What's going on tonight, Callie?
Yeah, I mean, we're super excited. Myself and my friend Scotty Kipper, who's now a Stratford native, we're doing a Nashville-style songwriter show at the Bunker in Nashville. I came up, or not in Nashville, wow, did I not sleep last night, in the Bunker in Stratford. I just drove up yesterday to do the Folk Music Ontario conference in London, and so I was in town. I said, hey, let's do a songwriter show, and the first one sold out, so there's a 9 o'clock show tonight as well that might have just a couple tickets left. You may be able to go online and snag one of those today. Off of the Bunker's website, but it's going to be an awesome night. It's like a Bluebird Cafe style inspired show, so we'll be telling some of the stories behind the many, many songs that we've written, that we've had the chance to collaborate with all of these Grammy-winning musicians and producers, and kind of the whole adventure that became me and Scotty and the country music business. So we'll be kind of talking about that and sharing the songs. It'll be a real fun night.
Well, that is awesome. Congratulations on a sold-out show and another show added for tonight. That's at the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe in Stratford on Wellington Street. And Callie, this is really becoming quite the intimate concert venue now in Stratford.
It's such a cool place, you know, and having had the opportunity to travel and play so many venues, I think it's really incredible to have such, you know, an intimate venue in Stratford that is designed to be a listening room. It's really got a great vibe, and I think they're doing such a great job over there building that into a venue that I think touring artists from everywhere are going to come to. And of course, you know, musicians from Stratford are going to have the opportunity to play on the regular, so that's such an awesome thing.
So the first show is at 7 o'clock, and then the second show is at 9 or 9:30?
9 o'clock.
Okay, so what's it like?
Get home in time for Matlock.
Now, I'm always fascinated in terms of when it's great that you've added a show, but what's it like adding a show right after you've just played or doing a double concert? Have you done anything like that before, or what's it like performing in that kind of style?
You know, I actually have three shows.
Wow.
Because I have a showcase around noon in London.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I've done it a number of times. I think especially with a songwriter show, like, people don't realize how relaxed that is, both for the audience and really for the artist, because it's almost more like a hangout.
Yeah.
Like, it's a show. You're going to get a great show. But it's very relaxed. So, you know, it's, you know, like comedians do it all the time. Late show at it. Let's have another round. Besides, you'll get the real personality with no filter at the late show if you come to that.
Yeah, fair enough. And I guess, yeah, as you talk about, you kind of get into a groove, and with something like this Nashville or Bluebird Cafe style, it makes for a perfect setting.
Well, and sometimes too, you know, when you play a show, you know, an hour and a half show, right? You're just like riding high, and you're like, what are we going to do now with all this energy?
Yeah, it's like the after show after the show.
Exactly.
So again, we'll share the details, of course, with mystraffordnow.com and on our social media as well. And Callie, can we talk about a new song that you've had out since September? You've done a little thing on social media and TikTok about it. What If I Don't? Can you tell us about this song?
Oh, I sure can. Yeah, we got a brand new single out. Came out September 8th, which is super exciting. Had the opportunity to work with Dave Brainerd, who's a Grammy-nominated producer in Nashville, and, you know, we decided to do something real fun and sassy with this track. It's a tune that I wrote, and I think, you know, all the women out there will get this. You know, you turn about 30, and everybody starts to come at you about it's time to have a baby, and it's time to get married, and tell you about your biological clock, and you know, the fear of getting older, and I just wanted to do something really fun and lighthearted with that dialogue and say, like, hey, you know what? What if you just don't worry about it?
Yeah. And how's the response to the song?
It's been going great. We're getting a lot of support from BBC Radio in the UK, and CMT has picked it up in Nashville as well as in Australia. They're spinning it everywhere. So We had to make a real fun video for it. I pushed some like $1,200 shoes around in a baby stroller. We had a great time with it, just doing silly stuff. And so you can check that out on YouTube, on my website, which is CallieMcCullough.com. And, of course, all of my social media is at CallieMTMusic. So you can see all the fun video updates there.
Callie, you are going global. Here we go. My goodness. We've got a great show tonight, a double show. Again, it is Scotty Kiffer and Callie McCauley performing two shows tonight at the Bunker. First show is sold out. Find out if there are any tickets for the second show. Again, it's the Bunker, and we'll share the details on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. Callie McCullough. Callie, so wonderful to chat again. Let's not wait 2 years before we talk again, and have a great double show tonight.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jamie. Yeah, we'll get better next time, maybe like 6 months.